Next item on the agenda is Mr. and Mrs. Richard Keating, VMRC 052587. Mr. Badger.
Good morning. By the way,
afternoon.
I had a lesson at lunchtime. I don't know if it'll help.
Did you pass?
No, I'm sure I didn't.
I'm going to see you Saturday.
Yeah, that's right. I'll see you Saturday morning. Mr. and Mrs. Keating request authorization to increase the height of their existing 220-foot long low-profile bulkhead an additional 2 feet at his property along Chincoteague Bay, adjacent to their lots 1456 and 1457 in the Captain's Cove subdivision of Accomack County. Captain. It's a quad sheet showing the location of the project. The Maryland-Virginia line is right here, Chincoteague Bay, Greenbackville. Town of Chincoteague is off here, bottom right, about 5 miles. A little closer view. This is a canal. This canal is opened up, and it comes out right beside Mr. Keating's property. Captain's Cove subdivision is approximately 480 plotted lots, and about 25% is developed at this time. It consists of 9 holes of golf, tennis court, swimming pool, and yacht and marina. And the marina is in this area, and the yacht club is here. All the other stuff is over here. Mr. Keating's property is here. And the canal empties out right beside him, right there. Closer view, Mr. Keating's property. Here's the low-profile bulkhead. It's marsh tow protection, basically. This was originally issued in 2001 as a low-profile bulkhead by the Accomack County Wetlands Board, and we also permitted our portion of it at the same time. The Wetlands Board's permit required the bulkhead not to be any higher than the existing in front of it, and Mr. Keating could backfill the area between the bulkhead and the marsh to marsh level and then sprig it with cordgrass. That was in 2001. This is a better picture showing the bulkhead. And these areas here were filled, and I don't know if they were sprigged or not at the time. But what you see here is these indentions. This is basically the original marsh, and what you see in these areas is the areas that did not, that were filled in, and I guess is not taken. Mr. Keating says it's eroding in there, and it has dropped in elevation. What you do see off here is a permitted gabion basket breakwater. As you can see, it's underwater at this time, so it's really too low to function properly, which is what VIMS has also mentioned in their reports. Showing the bulkhead that was permitted right here, the two lots. Mr. Keating lives right here. That was permitted. And what Mr. Keating wants to do is increase the height by 2 feet here and leave a 1-inch gap for the water to come and go through the marsh. Originally, or in this last application, the 2005 application, Mr. Keating applied to increase the height here 2 feet and fill everything between the blue line and the red line. And by doing this, this would have impacted, where is it? Quite a bit of marsh. Oh, there it is. 850 square feet of jurisdictional wetlands, and approximately 5,200 square feet of non-jurisdictional wetlands. The non-jurisdictional wetlands is located above the 1.5 times tide range elevation. However, it is obviously wetlands when you see it, even though it's non-jurisdictional. Accomack County Wetlands Board held their hearing on this new project on June of this year, or 06, excuse me. And the board denied Mr. Keating's request to place 2 feet of fill over the jurisdictional wetlands. They did approve modified the filling of the washed out areas landward of the bulkhead to the existing grade of the adjacent vegetation and sprigate. And this is basically the same decision that the wetlands board gave in 2001. Wetlands board's jurisdiction was basically here. All this vegetative wetlands behind it was non-jurisdictional. It was above 1.5 times tide range. So at that point, Mr. Keating modified his application to not to fill this, but to put a one-inch gap so that the water could come through and keep the vegetated wetlands behind it intact. Keep on going. That's the drawing itself. It's a little one-inch gap. It's cross-sectional drawing. Two boards, one-inch gap there. This was the original VIMS drawing, or excuse me, photo, and the low-profile bulkhead was coming right down the string line, and you can see at this point the old gabion basket breakwater and how low it is. This is not high tide. Again, this is on extremely high tide, and basically from the same position looking down, low-profile bulkhead is in place here, and this area here has been undermined. But basically, this was the same area that was backfilled to marsh level in the original permit. Again, looking down, and as I said earlier, Mr. Keating wants to put the 2 feet of planks in here, a little small gap at the bottom, and originally wanted to fill all of this so he can build a house on the adjacent lot. Another picture. This is very similar to what was there in 2002 when the bulkhead itself was built. Again, originally Mr. Keating in this 2005 application wanted to fill all of this. Most of this is not jurisdictional wetlands. And the reason for that is Chincoteague Bay, when you get up to this point, has a tide range of less than a foot. So to get out of the Wetlands Board's jurisdiction, you only have to go 5 inches or 5/10 above high water. It doesn't pay any attention to the law. Again, one aerial. And that's the one I want to leave up. Okay. Okay, and the lights. Okay. Virginia Institute of Marine Science indicated that the proposed modification to the existing bulkhead warrants concerns. They are of the opinion that the one-inch gap proposed is meaningless and recommended that no additional structures be installed. While the additional structure will result in no additional direct impacts, they are concerned with the secondary impacts associated with future restricted tidal circulation through the marsh. The secondary impacts include the trapping of debris and aging of plant material, and this would plug up the one-inch gap and basically stop any water influx into the marsh area. It is their opinion that there is no appropriate size gap size, and that the raising of the height of the structure is undesirable from a marine environmental perspective. They would, however, recommend as an alternative that the applicant consider forcing his effort to protecting the upland wetlands interface to help protect the residential structure. I doubt you can see it, but there is, that's basically what Mr. Keating has started to do up here. There is a 2-foot board or two boards tied together wrapping around his property now, which is outside of the Wetlands Board's jurisdiction and obviously outside of ours. The Army Corps of Engineers and DEQ have both inactivated the applicant's the application pending the receipt of additional information concerning the area Mr. King wishes to fill above the Wetlands Board's jurisdiction. So they've inactivated it because of the area up here that Mr. Keating would like to fill. And the project is not protested. Summary and recommendation. As stated by VIMS, there appears to be no appropriate gap size between the existing low-profile bulkhead and the proposed 2-foot-high breakwater to ensure the breakwater would not effectively isolate the marsh behind the bulkhead from the marine environment. VIMS also states that raising the height of the existing low-profile bulkhead is undesirable. And therefore, after evaluating the merits of the entire project and after considering all the factors contained in 28.2.1205A of the code, staff recommends denial of the proposed 2-foot-high breakwater. We do suggest, as suggested by VIMS, that the original in their original shoreline report dated July 17th, staff would suggest that the applicant consider raising the existing gabion baskets, which are offshore, as it here, and installing a riprap toe in front of the existing low-profile bulkhead to help protect the existing marsh. So we put a wedge here and raise that. That would be a suggestion.
Any questions for Hank from the commission? Thank you, Hank. Vims has commented extensively on this. Would Vims like to address this issue?
Not if there are any particular questions. Hank's done a pretty good job of kind of outlining what we have said in the past. As he mentioned, we've commented numerous times on the application and simply feel that there are alternatives to the proposed action that may serve the applicant better than what we have here.
Any questions from the commission for the representative from Virginia Institute of Marine Science? Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it. Is the applicant here or represented? Yes, sir. Would you come forward? Good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
You raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
You state your name, please.
Richard Keene.
Go ahead, sir.
I agree with most of the things that he said, except that I had some pictures here. I wanted to show you all if you could pass it down. These are pictures of the height of the actual tide.
Okay, if you give them to Mr. Badger.
Erosion.
We will keep these in the record. We'll have to keep these. Okay.
And the other picture is just a picture of them. He's showing you some of that, but I don't think you can see the true erosion problem that I have there. It's not just around the back of the bulkhead. It is going well into the lot, and it's scouring the upper ground. I think you can see that in some of the film that he put up. I spent, first of all, I didn't want a low profile, but I hired somebody else to do my permitting and going through it, and they failed me at the end there at the final meeting. I ended up with a low profile. I don't know whether I could have got a high profile. But I didn't want that, and now I have a situation where I don't want to backfill. I know I can't do that, and there's several other things I can't do, but I've spent a lot of money to put that bulkhead in a low profile because I assumed that the people I was dealing with had the same interests that I did. And I'm speaking of them, or Virginia Marine and Mr. Badger and Corps of Engineers, and that was to save that piece of land and not allow it to erode away, because you don't have wetlands if you don't have anything but wet. And that's what's happening right now. That land is being eroded. It is, and you'll see by the pictures there, it's going further and further back, and it's up higher. I have tides that come in, and you'll see. We always have winds on Chincoteague Bay. I'm right on like a point there, as you can see. We always have winds in there, and the wave action in there is just terrific at times. And it is just pounding that land and taking it out. We had the contractor fill behind the bulkhead, all behind the bulkhead when he finished the job. That washed out about 4 months later. I brought in 15 tons, and we wheelbarrowed it out there and put it around the back. I got some heavier dirt, I thought. That went out in about 4 or 5 months, too. It was sucked out of there. Then we did it one more time. I had clay in it, and I had heavy dirt in it, and that went out in about 4 months' time. So what I'm really asking for is to some relief on a way to I want some relief to stop this erosion and the scouring of the upper part of the ground, because it's not going to be there in 10 years. And that's the whole reason I spent $20,000 to put a bulkhead in there. And now I'm stuck with nothing. The bulkhead doesn't work. I would have thought that the people that, when I was dealing with them, and I'm not saying they did this deliberately to hide it from me, but I just assumed that we were all working on the same page, stop the erosion, save the lot. It's my advantage, of course, but I think it's also to the advantage of the county and the state. I pay taxes on it, and in a few years I won't have to because it'll be under work.
Well, Mr. Keating, did you have an agent work with you on this, or did you do the project yourself?
Had a woman. You mean to do the permitting and all that, the drawings?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I did hire somebody to do that. And as I said, that person let me down very, very much in the last hearing when she didn't stand up for what I wanted as far as the height. I originally wanted 3 foot. Above. If you'll notice on the right side of your screen, there is a bulkhead running down three-quarters of my property on lot 1456, which is where I live. I had hopes of connecting, all the way around that three-foot level back to that bulkhead. To that other bulkhead. And if you'll notice, all the bulkheads down there are connected all the way down the canal. And all the ones on the bayfront are the same way. I'm the only guy that can't do that. So I disagree wholeheartedly with Virginia Marine. I'm not a scientist, but I sit there and look out that window every day, and I see where the water goes. And I'm telling you that water goes across that lot a long ways. if they have subaqueous ground underneath that lot, which is allowed to be fed from underneath, it has on this left side here, you see how that lot's eroded? That's eroded about 25% since I moved in there in 2000. The water can come right around that bulkhead into the lot. The water can come through that space of 1 inch. It can come underneath that board, and it can come over top of it. And the tides get high enough to do that. Not all the time, but that lot gets plenty of water, even with the two boards up. So that's my main speech here. I wanted to see if I can get that somehow approved. Now, the other thing, let me put in a riprap in there. You know, that's over 2 feet deep, that side of there. I don't know how many tons of riprap it would take to go all the way around that whole property, but it would be a tremendous amount. And as far as doing those gabions, you can see that those gabions are a failure. And they're a failure all the way around Captain's Cove. In other words, they've sunk. It's just too soft. You can put another one on it, and in 10 years from now, it'll be down too. It'll be gone. And the thing that bothers me, you know, is that all this property in that area was wetlands at one time, and every bit of that property, you can see the bulkheads going all the way up. Everybody has been backfilled, and the bulkheads are up 3 feet above the ground there all the way around. Just mine.
Any questions from members of the commission? Mr. Keating? Mr. Schick?
Yes. I see here that VIMS had suggested an option of raising the existing gibbon basket breakwater, which would ultimately stop a lot of the problem of the wave action.
The wave action.
You know, why didn't you look into that?
There's gabions there now. You can see that now. Wow. Right. You're going to double deck them. As I just mentioned, I think they will sink, number one. Mm-hmm. And it's an awful lot of area to put gabions on. It would be a very expensive proposition, and I'm really trying to get some relief. I've spent quite a lot of money on it already. I got a topographical survey done and submitted to the county and to Mr. Badger and everybody. And I think that wetlands definitely would survive with the boards up there. But anything I can get in relation to that, I don't want to put the gabions in, sir. I think it would be a major, major expense, and that I don't think they would last. They haven't in the past, so I don't think they will now either.
Any other questions? Thank you, Mr. Keating.
Okay. Thank you.
I noted in the record that there are no protests. Is there anybody here in opposition to this project? Okay. They're seeing none. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I very much appreciate the applicant's concern about their desire to protect their property in this case, and I think they have a right to do that. I think, though, that as we look through staff's evaluation and VIMS's assessment of the situation, this is a case in which I think we need to rely on their expertise as it relates to the management and protection of this type of shoreline. And they've recommended a number of options over and against the application itself. So I'm inclined to support staff's recommendation.
I hesitate to do this, but I will ask, is that a motion?
I can make that in the form of a motion and move to deny the application.
Is there a second?
Yes, I second it, and I do understand
second
the situation.
Second by Mr. Schick.
And the problem here, unfortunately, you know, the elimination of wetlands causes a lot of problems, and I realize the rest of the community has already done that, but I think either by bringing riprap or, you know, the gabion baskets might not be the best way, but riprap to increase the outer defenses, you know, would be the answer to stop that heavy erosion. And it's, yes, it is expensive. I do understand that.
Can I say anything? No, sir. Matters before the commission.
And the boards. You know, I'm not an engineer, but I've done a lot of this construction. I just don't think that's going to get the desired effect that he's looking for, and it will harm the wetlands even more.
Further,
I think an engineer really needs to look at this situation, not just a permitting agent, but a true coastal engineer.
certainly does look like a fragile piece of
yes.
piece of property. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, sir, for the presentation.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.